Sanctify me by the fire of your holiness. And now forever be praising your name. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Sanctify me by the fire of your holiness, and I'll forever be praising your name. Say, I'll forever be praising your name. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Sanctify me by the fire of your holiness. Then I'll forever be praising your name. And I'll forever be praising your name.
When you hear that song, that you remember that David sang it after he had killed a man and taken his wife, you restrict it to the normal sins that we are aware of. But tonight there is a shift that Jesus is bringing. There are people he brought here because he wanted to shift your protocols. The things that you set ahead of you, the priorities, your prioritizations are totally upside down. And every time you struggle, you're just struggling and you're trying. And it's not right. You can let God teach you the priorities that you need, how to set your priorities aright. Pardon me. You can let Jesus carry your hands today and tell you the things that come first so that you put them first. Once you put first things first, you can never miss it. Tonight there's that healing that is happening. It's a shift. That's the real reason why you keep falling. It's just because you keep deciding and determining what should go ahead. And what you determine never really hears according to God's plan and His wisdom. God will help us tonight. Amen.
The Lord is my light and the light of my life.
Say,
I shall not be afraid. I say the Lord is my light and the light of my life. I shall not be afraid. His arms that lifted me will uphold me till the end. Why should I be afraid? I said His arms that lifted me will uphold me till the end. Why should I be afraid? I've got His Spirit in my heart and His word upon my lips. I shall not be afraid. Spirit in my heart and His word upon my lips. I shall not be afraid.
Let me tell you why.
Because I called upon His name long before my troubles came. That is why, Lord, I shall not be afraid. I called upon His name long before my troubles came. I shall not be afraid.
I want you to sing it. Say, I called upon His name
long before my troubles came.
I shall not be afraid.
I called upon His name long before my troubles came. I shall not be afraid.
shall not be ashamed.
I shall not be ashamed.
I shall not be afraid.
I shall not be afraid.
You see, tonight, a shift is always costly. When Jesus looked at that man by the pool and said to him, "Gentleman, do you want to walk?" The man began to give excuses because he couldn't see how anything could happen that was contrary to what Jesus was speaking about that night. And that same day was like today. Every shift that is going to happen to you by reason of revelation that is going to come, by reason of the worship that is coming, is going to come at a cost. But I want to say to you that the real thing that is losing is your flesh, but your spirit is actually being energized. So you can let the outer man fall so that the inner man can rise up in strength. Hallelujah. Say, "The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light.
And the light of
and
my
the
life.
Light of my life.
I shall not be
afraid.
The spirit in my heart.
The spirit in my heart.
And his word of
and
my
word of my life.
I shall not be
afraid.
Say, his arms that lifted me,
his arms that lifted me,
will uphold me till
the end.
Why should I be afraid? Say, I called upon his name,
long before my troubles came.
Why should I be? That's the secret of the believer. Say, I called upon his name.
Long before my troubles came.
Why should I be?
Why should I be afraid?
Why shall I be afraid?
I shall not be afraid.
I shall not be afraid.
I will not be ashamed.
I will not be dismayed. Now, that's the secret of the believer, that we call upon his name in a prayer long before our troubles came. We shall not be afraid. David said, "I was young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread." And tonight, do not be afraid to believe Jesus.
Amen.